Clearing showers and 18 in Shepparton with the latest Goulburn Valley news. I'm Wade Stevens. Former Indi MP Sophie Mirabella is seeking over $300,000 in damages following the publication of a defamatory article in 2016. A six-person jury ruled the Benalla Ensign was culpable in damaging Mirabella's reputation during the most recent federal election campaign. The paper's lawyers are hoping a settlement fee of less than $100,000 can be reached, arguing that a push is a minor allegation. Ngambi will have a permanent paramedic set up shop in town later in the year. Northern Victoria MP Jacqueline Symes says the budget allocation for this initiative is one of many huge wins for Northern Victoria. The biggest in her mind is for the free TAFE courses.
Country Victorians want to get a job close to home, and these measures certainly help that.
5 months of discussions and planning have led to the beginning of a partnership between Nathalia Cobram and Numurkah's Health Services. Numurkah District Health Service CEO Jackie Phillips says the collaboration of services and strengthening of partnerships across the three organisations is now commencing and will take place progressively across the next 12 months. Parking inspectors continue to be baffled by driving behaviour near the Greater Shepparton Sports Precinct. Council is reminding Sport City patrons that it's illegal for regular drivers to park in roundabouts, emergency vehicle parking spaces, disabled parking spaces, and in no standing areas. And the Aboriginal Street Art Project, pioneered by Greater Shepparton City Council in May last year, has seen Council be nominated for a Reconciliation Victoria Heart Award. So far, Council celebrated the life and achievements of four prominent local Indigenous people by commissioning murals which have decorated the town. The awards will be held on June 1 during National Reconciliation Week.